It is a shopping experience with a difference. Tourists in Indian-administered Kashmir's main city, Srinagar, take boats to visit arts and craft shops along the scenic Dal Lake. The city is as known for its picturesque landscape as for its carpets, shawls and woodwork. Last year, the United Nations added Srinagar to its Creative Cities Network, recognizing its industries as a big factor in its development. But that hasn't been enough to help businesses devastated by decades of conflict in the region and more recently, the pandemic.
The carpet industry has also been taken over by machine-made carpets that were introduced by China, Iran and Turkey, which have badly affected our business. Then came COVID and international tourism stopped. As of now, I have only 20 workshops operating compared to 300 workshops a decade ago.
The region's handicrafts exports have dropped from $216 million in 2011 to $83 million last year, and that's had a big impact on wages.
I have been doing this for the past 30 years and I'm consistently earning a meager sum of less than $4 a day for 18 years.
To help revive the industry, the government has been taking groups of social media influencers, tour operators and even university students on visits to workshops. It hopes they'll spread the word about the region's attractions.
It is in fact a big, huge industry. Like every other person in downtown you see is somewhere or the other associated with arts and crafts. Like we are here in this area, you see families are into it and you get to learn a lot from them and you get to see a lot. And it is my responsibility as someone who people follow on social media to showcase this to a wider audience so that, you know, the generations to come will know that, you know, what we have.
Artisans and experts say the survival of the region's handicrafts industry is at stake.
It's a very complex situation. It's not just the drop in sales. It is loss of a skill. It is also loss of employable skill.
Noor Muhammad Butt hopes the government initiatives make a difference, but he says he won't pass on his knowledge to his children unless they can make a living from it. Elizabeth Puranam, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.